Hello, this is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry, and this is the Mentoring Minute. Let's talk about breaking chains, the transformative power of deliverance and freedom. You know, anxiety, depression, stress levels in the lives of people today are at an all-time high, and Christianity, the demographic, Christian demographic, is no exception. If you can relate to this, know that behind all this unrest and struggle is a living adversarial influence that can be dealt with. That, of course, we're talking about the devil and his minions, that you are empowered in Christ to defeat, evict, and banish from your life, your situation, and the lives of those around you to a great extent. Now, this victory doesn't just happen. There are things involved that you will want and need to act on and apply to your life through prayer, renewing your mind, setting boundaries, and maintaining wholesome and proper self-care for that temple that is your body. Now, let's explore this concept of spiritual authority and how to break free from curses and generational bondage. Colossians 3:15 tells us, "Let the peace of God rule in your hearts and be thankful." Now, when we say, "Let the peace of God rule in our hearts," it's more than just a concept of tranquility. Ephesians 2:14, talking about Jesus, says, "He is our peace." So your peace is a person. His name is Jesus. And if he's ever going to rule in your heart, if he's ever going to be the peace in your inner man that passes understanding, like our verse says, it's going to be because you let it happen. You play a part in prayer, in renewing your mind, in living in a state of God consciousness and awareness throughout your day that shields you from every contaminating influence. Peace is not just the absence of conflict. True peace comes from within. It's this settled assurance in Christ that transcends the chaos of the world around us. It's a fruit of the Spirit, a divine and specific gift bestowed upon us, you know, when we walk in obedience to God. Now, this peace does not derive from a psychologically induced sense of bliss, but a deep-seated tranquility in God, in the living Lord Jesus that guards the heart and mind. James 4:7 tells us, "Submit yourselves to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you." Just like Colossians 3:15 says, we are to let the peace of God rule in our hearts. James 4:7 is also saying what our part is, what your part is, in collaborating with the throne of heaven to defeat all the works of the devil. God will do, and he is doing his part, but remember that you are called to do your part by resisting the enemy and standing firm in faith. We've been given authority in Christ to subdue the works of darkness, and through prayer, the power of the Holy Spirit, and a willingness to turn away from all of those patterns and false boundaries that have compartmentalized our life and left us in captivity. Through prayer and the power of the Holy Spirit, we can overcome the influence of evil spirits, frankly, that seek to hinder our spiritual growth and our well-being. Colossians 1:13 says that the Son of God has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Remember when the angels came and got Lot, his wife, and his daughters out of Sodom? At one point, they had to, they kept looking back, and they had to get them by the hands and practically drag them out of the city. Jesus likewise has delivered us from the power of darkness. Let's not make him drag us out while we're looking back, wondering what we're going to miss. See, contrasting the psychological recovery model, we aren't going to grow out of bondage. We're going to break out of bondage by the power of the Holy Spirit. In Christ, we are no longer bound in an inevitable or an obligatory way by the chains of sin or the dominion of darkness. Through the sacrifice of Jesus, we've been set free from the power of evil. Now we can walk in the light of the love that God is and experience the freedom that is inherent in his presence that only he can provide. What's the first step? Repentance and renunciation. It's so simple. 1 John verse 9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now, this information is intended to be more than a source of motivation. There is your part to play. Jesus said that the kingdom doesn't come with observation. You have to do something or change will not come. Repentance is a crucial step in the process of deliverance. It involves acknowledging our sins before God, turning away from them and seeking his forgiveness. Now, it's a helpful question, if not an obvious question. What is sin? In most cases, it is obvious, according to the testimony of our own conscience. Sometimes, however, it's a fact. Discernment is clouded, and we find ourselves in difficult areas of life to reconcile with the heart of God and not being sure or willing to admit that you're actually in a gray area or not. What do we do then? When in doubt, if you have to ask, you have your answer. It's sin. And it doesn't reflect God's best plan for your life. So what then? Renounce. Renunciation, it's a act in prayer of breaking free from any allegiance or association with evil spirits or the influences of darkness, even those that are deceptive, that are tantalizing to us in various areas of life and relationships. Somebody really needs to hear that today. Psalm 58:11 says, surely there is a reward for the righteous. Verily, there is a God that judges the earth. When we allow in our hearts and lives influences, captivities, and patterns that contrast with God's heart and character, that's sin. And it needs to be repented of, turned away from, and renounced. This act triggers, when we repent, it triggers the weakening of the difficulties, challenges, and captivities that the enemy could rightly impose against you before you repented, but now the power of sin is broken through repentance and renunciation. Understand that this is understanding what curses really are. Curses can have a powerful impact on individuals and families. However, we can break the power of these curses through prayer, the authority of God's word, and the blood of Christ. The limitations of the past or the weight of ancestral curses do not bind us once the blood is applied through intercession, declaration, decree, and prayer. In John 8, 32, Jesus said, you're going to know the truth, and the truth will make you free. True freedom comes from knowing the truth of God's word and walking in obedience to his will. This is what deliverance is, getting free, being made free from any and every undue influence robbing you of your joy, your faith, or your victory in Christ. We have to jettison the archaic superstitions and legalism that characterize what's known as the deliverance movement among charismatic and evangelical Christians today. Deliverance is a process, of spiritual restoration, where we're set free from the bondage of sin, the influence of evil spirits, and the limitations of our past. It's the process of embracing humility, looking at oneself honestly, repenting, turning away, renouncing, and then redirecting one's energies and purpose in life to the things of God, the heart of God, and in seeking out and serving God's plan for one's life. So in this message, we just have explored, just touched the surface of individual, personal, spiritual warfare and the power of deliverance. We've learned that we have the authority in Christ to resist the enemy and break free from the chains of darkness through repentance, renunciation, the authority of God's word. We can experience a freedom that we're not currently experiencing. So what do? Seek God's face in prayer and study his word. Repent of our sins and renounce any allegiance to evil spirits. Claim the promises of God and declare his victory in our lives. Stand firm in our faith and resist the temptations of the enemy. And lastly, share your testimony of God's faithfulness, that when people get around you, their hearts are turned toward the throne of God and away from the distracting messages of the world. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry, and this has been the Mentoring Minute. God bless you.